Hello, this is Stephen Anderson.
Oh, hello, Anderson. This is Frosty from Iceland.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm here with my colleague Mauni. And are you ready for the interview?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'll do a short introduction in Icelandic, and then we'll jump right into it.
Sounds good.
Okay. Já, þið er að hlusta út af þáttinn Harmageddon og það vakti nokkra athygli í gær að suðurríkjapresturinn Stephen Anderson lét íslenskt samfélag heyra það í predikun sinni í Baptistakirkjunni í Tempe, Arizona núna á dögunum þar sem hann talaði að Íslendingar væru bastarðaþjóð
og homaþjóð
hvað sagði hann það?
Já, ég minni það, já
og hérna, feminista helviti
nota, já, feminista helviti
feminist hell, sko En Pastor Anderson er með okkur á línunni. Hello, Mr. Anderson.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Hi. Thank you for being with us. Yes, we were just saying that your sermon this last weekend, it has raised some attention here in Iceland because you said you had some big words about Iceland and the Icelandic nation.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm glad to hear that a lot of people in Iceland are hearing the sermon. You know, the sermon was primarily geared toward people in the United States. Obviously, my biggest audience is in the United States. And I'm just so sick and tired of people holding up Iceland and Norway and Denmark as being a role model for the United States. And we're constantly hearing how we need to be more like, you know, these wonderful Scandinavian paradises. And so I was trying to teach my people, you know, actually that Iceland is a wicked place and that we shouldn't be following in their footsteps. But, you know, the Icelandic people, they need to hear some hard biblical preaching anyway, you know, that the way that they're living their lives is not pleasing to God.
Okay, so what is it exactly that we are doing wrong for those who haven't heard your sermon?
Well, there was a study that came out and it was reported on by CNN that 67% of children in Iceland are being born out of wedlock, meaning that people are having sex when they're not married and producing these bastard children. And instead of being ashamed of that, in Iceland, it's actually a point of pride, apparently. And they think that that's wonderful for women to just, you know, open their legs to whoever and to just be a complete whore. But, you know, the Bible teaches that we're supposed to be pure and virgin. The Bible says to flee fornication, you know, fornication being the English word for, you know, having sex before you're married. And so, you know, I was just preaching what the Bible says about, you know, what a bastard is and what God expects of us as far as Christian morality.
So, do you think Icelandic women and men are just whores?
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
Yeah, do you think Icelandic women and men are just whores?
Well, it sounds, you know, based on the statistic, it sounds like the majority of Icelandic women are whores. Now, I'm not saying that all of them are. I'm sure that there are many wonderful, nice people in Iceland, but apparently 67% or so are complete whores. And, you know, a lot of people would say, well, a whore is getting paid, you know, to sell her body. But the Bible actually states that a woman who has sex with a bunch of dudes without getting paid is even worse than a whore. Because the Bible says in Ezekiel, you know, hey, at least the whore's getting paid. You know,
she's a dirty whore or something like that.
Yeah, you know, he says, hey, at least whores are getting paid. You're doing it for free. You know, and women have lost their dignity when they're just willing to just have sex with any guy instead of, you know, their husband, waiting until he puts a ring on it and actually is committed unto them. So,
but,
you know,
these morals that you are preaching, the morals of the Bible, they're, mm-hmm. of course, very old. And, I mean, they're from Bronze Age Palestine. And the Bible is a very old book written by men who didn't know
anything.
A lot of stuff. I mean, you think you might be old-fashioned, maybe, so to say?
Well, you know, I'm glad to be called old-fashioned, but I wouldn't call the morals of the Bible old. I would call them timeless. You know, the Bible says Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And I don't believe that the Bible is written by men. I believe that the Bible is written by God. You know, the Bible says that holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So
why do you believe that? I mean, it's
There's no proof of any God existing at all, mm-hmm. and it, everything looks like it has been written by very irritated and stupid men.
Well, if that were the case, that the Bible were written by irritated and stupid men, then maybe you can explain to me why it's the best-selling book on the planet. Maybe you can explain to me why it's been translated into every language in the world, and why it is considered the greatest book and the greatest piece of literature of all time, even by many people who don't even believe the Bible.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it just because that it's a part of the infancy of our species, the humankind, mm-hmm. and we didn't know better at the time, and it's something that has not been eradicated from the minds of the Homo sapiens yet. But,
oh, okay. I so mean, it's from the infancy. Okay. Well, then let me ask you this: can you tell me a greater book that's been written than the Bible?
Sure. I mean,
okay.
There's a lot of. Richard Dawkins' book. The God Delusion is much better than the Bible.
So Richard Dawkins' book, The God Delusion. So let's look at Richard Dawkins' life. You know, he's been divorced a couple of times. You know, he says that it's okay to be a pedophile as long as it's just mild pedophilia. It's no big deal.
He does not say that.
Oh, really? Go ahead and Google it. Go ahead and Google. Richard Dawkins approves of mild pedophilia.
Yeah, the Bible also talks about a man that's sleeping with his daughters. Is that okay then?
No, the Bible tells a story about a man who slept with his daughters as a bad example, and that man is punished. And, you know, the descendants end up being a total cursed group of people, the Ammonites and the Moabites. Here's the bottom line. Okay. God's morality brings joy and happiness. The morality of nations like Iceland with their atheist, godless views, it just brings a lot of sexually transmitted disease, a bunch of bastard children who don't know who their father is.
It actually doesn't. Well, yeah, but it actually doesn't. It's
really?
Not true. But I wanted to ask you, because you said, mentioned something like a feminist hell in this how did you find out that Iceland is a feminist hell?
Well, it's no secret that Iceland is one of the leaders of feminism. If you look at different metrics and different charts about, you know, so-called women's rights and feminism, you know, Iceland is usually lifted up as being an example of one that's, you know, far along down that road. And, you know, the reason I call it a feminist hell is because any normal man, any real man that, you know, still has his stones intact, he doesn't like to, you know, be ruled over by women or led around by women or dominated by women. And so that basically creates a personal hell for him. You know, if I were married to a woman that was rebellious and telling me what to do and refusing to submit to me, then that would be like a personal hell. So for me, Iceland would be like a feminist hell for that reason.
So in your view, women is supposed to submit to the man?
Well, not just that a woman should submit to a man, but the Bible says that they should teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. So according to the Bible, women are supposed to be obedient to their husbands. And the Bible says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands in the Lord, and so forth. So, you know, the Bible teaches that women are supposed to submit to their husband and obey their husband. And feminism is completely contrary to what the Bible teaches.
So, and all these people that are living here in sin and having babies out of wedlock and all that, I mean, they must have some punishment ahead of them in the afterlife. Isn't that true? I mean, we're all going to hell or what?
Well, not necessarily, because what determines whether a person goes to hell or not is whether they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. So even if a person has kids out of wedlock and commits these sins, you know, the Bible says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. So they could still go to heaven if they would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. But, you know, they're not going to be blessed in this life. They're going to screw up their life on this earth is the main result. But I will say this, the vast majority of people in Iceland do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And so 99% of them will go to hell I don't want to see that happen. I would love to see as many people as possible in Iceland receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. That would be my desire.
We actually, people here in Iceland and in Scandinavia used to believe in Jesus Christ, but we've all grown up from it, and now we don't.
Yeah, we all go to school and read some books, and then we realize this is just nonsense. Of crap.
Well, I think it's kind of funny how you think that this form of morality is you know, somehow advanced or modern. It's sort of like in the United States where we've become modern and we accept homosexuality now. But what's funny about that is if you go to AIDS.gov, it shows that being a homosexual makes you 85 times more likely to get AIDS. So, you know, these wonderful advanced ways of life produce STDs, straight people are getting syphilis, gonorrhea, AIDS even, homosexuals getting AIDS, bastard children, broken homes. You know, this is your progress. This is your modern future. Well, you know what? That's not better than what you had in the past in Iceland. I'm sure that Iceland was a much better place when you actually gave reverence to the God of the Bible. You're not advancing. Well, you're going down the toilet, buddy.
Well, the people of Iceland are actually quite happy about the way things are going.
Really? So why does Iceland lead the world in antidepressant consumption with 101 doses per 1,000 people? Why are you taking more antidepressants than any country on the face of this earth per capita if you're so happy?
I mean, the polls show that we are happy. And
oh, really? Can you explain to me why you take so many antidepressants then if you're so happy?
Yeah, that's because all the psychiatrists, they prescript a lot of antidepressants.
And I don't know if
to happy people.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The same exact place, the OECD, is the one who declared you guys second place on the happiness index, and they are the exact place I got the numbers on the antidepressants. The OECD, Google OECD antidepressant stats and happiness.
Okay,
the happiness
it might be true.
It might be true. It is true, and anyone can Google it and check right now.
And okay, that might be true, but it's also said that Icelandic psychiatrists, they are really keen on prescribing
to happy people.
But it's just the way they do it. I mean, but we're still the second happiest nation.
You know what? If you look at what that happiness index is based on, it's just based on how much money you guys have and how nice your house is. Yeah, you guys do have money and nice houses and a short work week. That's why they're declaring you happy. But that doesn't make you happy in your soul. You know, some of the most miserable people are Hollywood actors and rock stars. So this happiness index is only based on financial and physical prosperity. It doesn't mean that you're actually happy in your heart. That's why you're popping so many pills, because you're not happy.
But, I mean, you are preaching a lot of hatred. And I mean,
I didn't say anything hateful in my sermon against Iceland. Not one thing.
Yes, you do. I mean,
what did I say that was hateful?
You talk of wickedness in Iceland, then you talk about whores.
Well, that doesn't mean that I hate them.
You're screaming in your sermon. I mean, it sounds like that you're a very irritated man and you have some issues inside yourself that you need to...
No, you guys have some issues in Iceland. The issue's not inside me. I'm living a happy life. I've got a beautiful wife who loves me and I get along great with. I've got 8 wonderful children who all have a mom and a dad to take care of them. They all have full-blooded brothers and sisters. I have a church to go. I don't have any issues. You have issues. I'm angry about people.
It sounds to me that you are still you still haven't come out of the closet. You probably are gay and you're hiding it, and that's why.
So basically, are you like inside. So you're like a now you're like a kindergartner, like calling me poo-poo head or something because you lost the argument. So now
you're
gay. You're a homo.
I have some issues.
It's funny how the biggest insult you can think of to call me is a homosexual, because deep down you know that homosexuals are filthy faggots, and it's disgusting.
That's
why I use it as an insult.
On my behalf, I'm just saying that there's.
Oh, so you're complimenting me? You're complimenting me by calling me a homo? No, because deep down you know that homosexuals are gross.
Why you are so irritated? I mean, why you are so irritated?
The Bible teaches that we're supposed to be angry about sin. So I'm just angry about sin because the Bible teaches to be angry.
Which kind of book is this that wants you to be angry at something?
It's the best selling book in the entire world, the Holy Bible.
Yeah, because we didn't know any better, you know.
Then why is it still the best seller even in 2016?
Yeah, it's not the best selling book in the world.
Nobody buys the Bible.
Really?
Nobody buys the Bible.
Absolutely, they do. It sells millions and millions of copies every single year. Yeah. A hell of a lot more people are buying the Bible than The God Delusion by Richard Dawkins. Why don't you look up the numbers and get some facts?
People go to God when they something is wrong with their life and they're feeling really down, and somebody tells them that it's going to be okay because they're going to heaven. There's a crap like this, and that's why people go to church and believe this crap and start hating each other, start hating homosexuals. You know, you probably think that's stupid, don't you?
Well, you guys hate homosexuals because whenever you want to insult somebody, you call them a homosexual. That's what you just did like two minutes ago.
That's your misunderstanding. I told you that wasn't an insult on my behalf.
You were trying to lash out at me and call me a doo doo head. No, so you decided to call me a homosexual.
I was saying that you might be a gay in the closet.
Based on what?
Because it sounds to me that you have some issues and you're very irritated and you're about to blow up because you have so much hatred.
Yeah, you're lying to yourself. You're lying.
I'm not about to blow up. I already blew up on Sunday night in my sermon. Didn't you hear it?
Yeah.
I heard you screaming.
I blow up a few times a month, actually. So, but you know what? God has called me to preach the Bible, and that's what I'm going to keep doing. So,
but you know, believing in the God of the Bible, it sounds to me that it's like it's very childish. And I mean, if you read about the history of the world and history of the religions, you can see how the human species used to believe this because of it didn't know why, you know, stuff happened on Earth, but now we know better.
Okay, so it's childish for me to stay faithful to my wife for 15 years, go to work every day, and stay committed, and she's committed to me, and we raise 8 children. But it's very mature to go out and just screw one guy after another and produce one bastard child after another. That's maturity. But my Bible is childish.
What's wrong with creating children out of wedlock? I mean, because it's the only thing you have against it is that the Bible says something about it.
No, that's not the only thing I have against it. It's been shown in all kinds of studies that children are best off in a home with their biological mother and father, and that when they're in a home where their biological mother and father are not present, when other men are coming in, they're statistically more likely to be molested by their mother's boyfriend than by their father. That's a fact. Or there are plenty of statistics that show that.
Maybe a Catholic priest.
Yeah, Catholic priests are some of the biggest pedophiles in the world, which is why no one should ever set foot in a Catholic church. Catholicism is filled
Bible,
with
man.
No, they don't. They don't believe in the Bible. They're pagans. They're Roman pagans. That's why it's called the Roman Catholic Church.
Yeah.
They're pagans.
They believe in the Bible.
No, they don't. They're pagans. They reject the Bible. Yeah. The Bible says not to call anyone father, and they call the Pope father. So there you go.
Okay. So, Mr. Anderson, are you going to be preaching more about Iceland in your next sermon?
You know, you guys are probably not going to get a whole nother sermon, but, you know, you might get brought up in a future sermon. But, you know, just be happy that you got one full sermon.
Yeah,
it's not,
really
it's not that big of a place,
people
you know.
People have been laughing at it from the internet the whole day and probably the whole week. Yeah.
Well, you know, the Bible says that the Lord one day is going to laugh at you. It says, "He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh.
The Lord
shall have them in derision."
I can tell you.
So.
Yeah. But we're actually laughing at the Lord and the stupid Bible.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. But you know what? Go ahead and blaspheme God, blaspheme Jesus Christ. But at the end of the day, the Bible says, you know, he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. You know, the Bible says, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's what the Bible says.
But maybe we're just all people of Satan here in Iceland.
Well, not all of you, but most of you, unfortunately.
Yeah, most of us.
I'm sure there are a few, I'm sure that there are a few that haven't bowed the knee to Baal.
You're feminist, whore, and Satan people.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Stephen. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
All right. Thank you. See you later.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.